He wasn't the broody brother. He let that title go to Locke, and maybe even Dare before he'd met Kenzie. And now he was thinking about his brothers and his future sister-in-law while naked in bed because he didn't want to get up and go to work. He'd officially hit rock bottom. Fox rolled out of bed, careful to keep his dick close to his stomach so he didn't make more of a mess, and went to clean himself up at least slightly. Before he even took a shower, he went back into his bedroom and stripped off his sheets. This was the second time this week he'd woken to a dream like that, and he was already getting tired of doing laundry. Knowing he needed coffee before he did anything else, he strode naked to his kitchen and made himself a cup while checking his email and looking over the news on his phone. He'd read the physical publications as well, since he was in the paper business and tried to keep up with both formats, but for now, he just wanted to check on any headlines. And with the world as it was, it seemed there was almost hourly breaking news these days. That was one reason he liked living and working in Whiskey. It was not only his hometown, where he knew every single person in residence, other than the tourists, of course, but it was also quiet enough most days that he could get to the heart of the town with its news rather than reading horror stories day in and day out. Maybe at one time in his life, he'd have liked to be the hardcore reporter who worked on terrifying and heartbreaking news until the wee hours of the morning. But he'd learned long ago that he needed balance in his life in order to make his writing mean something. There needed to be substantial pieces of good news amongst the horrors, and finding a way to do that without looking as if they were merely fluff pieces was his juggling act.
And now I'm getting way too philosophical on half a cup of coffee, not to mention talking to myself.
He drained the rest of his mug and set it under the spout for when he got out of the shower and wanted his second cup. He was on a 3-cup-a-day rule and would switch to water after his third, but he tended to drink all three at once. Probably not exactly what his doctor wanted, but it wasn't as if he were going to change his habits anytime soon. Fox rolled his shoulders and, still naked, made his way back to the bathroom so he could shower and finish getting ready for the day. For a man already late, he sure was taking his time. Of course, since he owned the paper, he could come and go as he pleased. But he didn't like showing up after the rest of his staff. He needed to at least show some responsibility. Thoughts of his dream blonde filtered into his mind again, and his cock stiffened once more. Defeated, he looked down at his stiffening dick and frowned.
Traitor.
He didn't live by his dick, and actually needed to get to work. So, it looked as though he'd be finishing up his shower as a cold one. Again. Damn it. 2. I have 11 inches of copy, but I need to cut it down to 10. Nancy, his sports writer, said as she frowned down at her work. They're a damn good 11. Fox resisted rolling his eyes, since this wasn't the first time Nancy had come into his office wanting more space for her work. He kept his gaze on the balls in front of him, juggling so he could keep his mind on task rather than floating to the million and one things he needed to get done before they got the paper out in the morning, as well as the countless stories that needed to be done during the week for the online editions.
I'm sure they're good, but you have room for 10 inches, so cut.
He set one ball down on his desk and caught the other two in one hand. It had taken him years to get that trick down, but he couldn't smile in victory while being the boss. He didn't usually juggle while his reporters were talking to him, but Nancy had come into his office unannounced, and he hadn't bothered to stop what he was doing. When he needed to think about his work and couldn't get in the right mindset, he juggled, and Nancy had interrupted that. Again. But this was his job, so he didn't grumble like he might have otherwise. But I have 11. She raised her chin, and he held back a sigh. At least read it and tell me what you think. He nodded.
Send it over.
In all honesty, the 11 inches were probably better than great, but he didn't have space for that extra inch. They'd make it work if needed, but that wasn't the point.